There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Shop the Menard Day Sale for big savings on everything to update your home. You'll find great deals on paint, flooring, home decor, cabinets, and more. Be prepared for tire issues with Slime Automotive Tools. The Slime Tire Inflator plugs into your vehicle's 12-volt outlet and inflates anything from recreational to a standard car tire. It includes an inline dial gauge, $27.99. Save big on this and much more now during the Menard Day Sale.
Save big money at Menard.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Time out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's games. Tonight, Chicago takes the field against Pittsburgh at 6:05 and against Oakland at 7:10. Buffalo Wild Wings is bringing back two popular sauces, ghost pepper and bourbon honey mustard. Perfect for all the football action. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Hallis Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Ever wish you could take the best in entertainment with you? Now you can. Enjoy your favorite live TV channels plus Xfinity On Demand anytime on any device with the Xfinity TV Go app. Get started with Xfinity TV from Comcast for just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today. Requires enrollment to Ecobill paperless billing. Offer ends 9/30/15. Restrictions apply. New digital economy TV customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees including broadcast TV fee extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Hey, it's Hanley here. Play to win $1 million this week and every week this football season at DraftKings.com. With 1 week fantasy at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the team you want. Just pick your contest, pick your team, pick up your winnings. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com. Do it right now. Use the promo code Chicago and you're going to play for free. A free shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Chicago. Get that free entry. Do it right now at DraftKings.com. That's only at DraftKings.
One week fantasy football at DraftKings means every moment could take you closer to a life-changing payday. Play when you want and pick a new team every time. Use code Chicago to play free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event, only at DraftKings.com.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Broncos, Chiefs, your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night night.
We are Chicago's home for Bears fans. So for all the latest on the Bears, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. After week one in the NFL, the Packers are all alone atop the NFC North as the Bears, Lions, and Vikings all fell to their opponents to start the season. But even though the Bears are looking up at the Packers, the Tribune's Brad Biggs told Mully and Hanley this morning there are things to be optimistic about in game one, including the play of reliever Alshon Jeffrey.
As that game went on and you wondered how much Alshon was actually going to be out there, he really didn't come off the field that much. He played quite a bit, and I would expect him to be better this week when he goes against the Arizona Cardinals.
You can hear more with Brad Biggs at MullyandHanley.com. Bears have a mandatory off day today. They'll begin preparing for Arizona at Halas Hall tomorrow. To baseball, where the Cubs and Pirates are in the middle of game one of a day-night doubleheader at PNC Park. Cubs begin the day four games back of the Bucks for the first NL wildcard spot. They're hoping to pick up some ground and capture home field advantage for the one-game playoff. Jason Hamill currently on the mound for the Cubs. Dexter Fowler scored on a Chris Coughlin sac fly in the first, but a walk, a hit batter, and an Andrew McCutchen later, and the game was tied. Jason Hamill then loaded up the bases. Chris Bosio went out to talk to him. He promptly gave up a single to Travis Snyder that scored two. It's currently 3-1 Bucks in the bottom of the first. Game two tonight at 6:05. John Lester will face J.A. Happ in that one. White Sox, meanwhile, will try to take two in a row from Oakland tonight. They'll send Jeff Smarja to the hill. He's hoping to be able to contain the long ball this time out. Smarja's given up 9 home runs over his last 6 starts. He'll face Aaron Brooks. Pre-game starts here on the score at 6:35. Trace Thompson day-to-day after a dive for a ball went wrong last night. No word from the Blackhawks on whether Patrick Kane will be present when training camp kicks off on Friday. Word could come, though, in the next 24 to 48 hours, according to TSN's Darren Dreger. Chicago, however, will not host the 2018 World Junior Championships. Buffalo, St. Louis, and Pittsburgh are the 3 finalists. This score update is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And Tag Heuer invites you to follow 10 Chicago area runners on their journey to compete in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Log on to cbschicago.com/marathon for more information. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Julie DeCaro. Julie had updates with us all day and even pronounced several names correctly.
Oh, those soccer names, she hit out the park.
Just remarkable stuff. Thank you to our guests. They were one after another after another. Rodney Harrison for the first of his weekly visits.
Spicy, Rodney Harrison.
Yeah, man, I enjoyed that.
He didn't want to talk about his cheating-ass former team.
No, I know. I tried to push him on it, and he pushed back even harder. Joe Maddon, the Cubs manager, joined us as well for his weekly hit a little earlier today because they're playing right now. And Antro Roll for his weekly hit. How about that? We got 3 weeklies on Tuesday. Get your Wednesday. Get used to it. Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday today.
It's Tuesday.
It's right.
Get used to it.
Get out of his way.
Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski are our producers.
Hey,
they do a great job.
Shep, over the last half an hour, or not just the half an hour, but the entire show has had
killing
to deal
it
with things crashing over there and the stock market crashing and the vault crashing.
Don't
and
scare
all
people. The stock market's not crashing.
All right, and that's enough. See, and we just have a little fun.
Shep is
I know, but no somebody's going to get worried and call their broker.
I just want to win.
Buy gold.
Who cares?
Shep has
soiled themselves.
Shep has overcome all those technical difficulties to crap all over the emotions of anybody who calls the
Maddox
show.
Boy specifically.
I like red-ass Shep.
Maddox, I know
Boy
you do.
Specifically.
He's fun.
Of course
white
do.
Physicist? No. Is that his name?
Maddox
yes.
Boy's white physicist, yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, it fits. Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean?
I was about to say, yeah. I guess you're right there.
You know you're a longtime score guy when your nickname has a nickname.
Yeah, well.
And the thing is, if you knew his actual name, you'd need 2 nicknames.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It's a doozy? Is it better than Ellsworth?
Kevin Zipak also helped out, and we appreciate that. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, Mike Florio for his weekly appearance at 10 o'clock, and Steve Stone will talk White Sox baseball and more with us. Boris and Bernstein are here.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're down in the new studio.
Yeah, no.
Can't see you.
You're in front
we
of us.
We can't see you.
You're in front
oh,
of us
are?
Right now.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
I thought
Bernstein
I was in the new
back
studio.
We were checking it out at the Mitch Rosen casting couch down
yeah,
there.
I was
down.
Being
really?
Texted oh. all day. We're on 9.
Yeah, you've seen
I
his
go
couch?
To 9.
No.
Yeah, he's got a nice
I
couch.
Been I went down there and I said what's up to Jay Nice and Gabe, the producer over at B96. Those are the only people I know down there.
I don't know anybody.
The only people I know down there, the salespeople I don't know. I don't know anybody.
Is Jay Nice actually nice? Or is he named
like
ironically?
Very affable young man.
Okay.
Very affable young man.
You
so
didn't frighten him, did you?
No, he's black.
Because you're rowdy?
No, he's black. He can't be frightened by me. Yeah, we're good.
We'll be hanging with our guys Styles and Roman.
Oh, yes. I saw Dougie and Roman. as well. Yeah. So it should be fun when we get down there, because we'll actually get to converse with people and have lunch at a table that isn't a file cabinet.
I'm interested.
Right.
Tell me more.
We'll have computers that work. Ooh. We'll have more than two TVs on headache definition up here. So
will there be things other than cardboard on the ground?
No rugs for us. Still,
we don't deserve rugs.
No, nobody deserves a rug.
It is really sad.
It isn't the 80s anymore.
Oh, it's bleak.
I was waiting for it. Let's go home. Hey, by the way, Happy New Year, Dan. Didn't see you yesterday. And all
Thank
of your
you.
Jewishness, you were off.
Indeed.
I didn't know that's what he took off for.
Jewishness?
Yeah, is that what it is?
That's on the injury
Penalized.
Report.
Right? Yep.
I was looking at the injury list.
Jewishness. He's got a strained Jewish ligament.
Terry, I had my brother over at the house, and we were hanging out talking about stuff, and I was reminding him, for some reason it came up, the day that you, I was producing, and you and Mac...
Uh-oh.
Did 90 minutes of thoughtful eulogizing of one Johnny Dick shot, and just how thorough you guys were in paying homage to the legacy and life of Johnny
Dick.
Well, we had
one less shot. I mean, that was all we had.
It was all for the money.
And we did 90 minutes. No wonder this station sucks.
That's historic radio.
No,
right there,
it was brilliantly executed 90 minutes of thoughtful and entertaining homage.
Well, I remember the campaign for Dick Harder, trying to get him a head coaching job. Yeah, I
was trying to get Dick Harder back in. Mm-hmm. And I go, nothing. I got nothing, because Dick Harder is a good coach.
He really was for years and years.
He was Larry Bird's defensive coordinator.
Yes, he was.
When Bird had Rick Carlisle was
his offensive coordinator. Yep. See?
So coached the Ducks.
Did he?
Yes.
You know,
and the Charlotte Hornets... Right out of the gate, right? Wasn't he the initial?
He actually had a head coaching job.
Oh yeah, Dick Harder. I think